In 1921, American semi-professional basketball player Charles Chuck Taylor joined Converse as a salesman. After sharing his ideas on how to improve the shoe's flexibility and prevent blisters and give it more ankle support, the company restyled the shoe and added a circular patch with a distinctive All-Star logo along with Taylor's name as a stamp of his endorsement. The newly designed, first celebrity-endorsed athletic footwear became known as Chuck Taylors. And let me say, if Chuck redesigned that, I could only imagine what death traps the original Chuck Taylors were. Can you imagine opening a Chuck Taylor now? Like, bruh, my ankle is rolling just thinking about it. And that's common knowledge. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And I apologize, the audio quality is a little off because I'm recording on the fly while in Japan for a brief trip. So yeah, if the quality is a little bit different, that's why. I also did a whole podcast with the homie ALA that I'm gonna edit soon. But on this trip to Japan, I left my audio at home, didn't put it in my Dropbox like a dumbass. So now I gotta wait till I get back to America to edit the podcast. But I'm trying to stay true to my word and do a weekly podcast. So no excuses, doing one now, whatever I got. Even if I had to record it on my cell phone to put it out, I was gonna do it because I told myself every week, throw out a podcast. Here I am and here we go. So I really ain't got much to talk about, but something did just strike me this week in the news, and that's about Trump. Man, dude is getting, like, took into the ringer, man. I said this last year when talking about President Trump, and I said they're going to break this man. This man is getting broken as we speak. Don't for one second think that all these civil lawsuits ain't really hurting this man. They damn near hurting him more than these federal lawsuits. The reason why I say that is you shoot at the man's legacy right now. Say what you want, man. The man built something. It was built on the back of lies and fraud, but he built something, and that is being taken away from this man. That ain't gonna fly right, man. This is damn near hurting him, man. The man damn near lost everything. Close to losing more. It's obvious that he gauges his success by the amount of money he makes. It's obvious because he always talks about his money. So he gauges his success in monetary value. So what would the man be when he ain't got no money? Seriously, what would his image of himself be when he has nothing? The man basically just lost his business. That's what happened. He basically lost his business in New York for at least 3 years. For 3 years, the man can't do nothing. In his civil fraud case in New York, just wrapped up, dude has to pay $370 million on top of lawyer fees, on top of the $83 million he has to pay E. Jean Carroll. And then he has the hush money payment coming. Look, bro, they draining this man dry. I don't care if you are really a billionaire, which all reports indicate that he's not. But look, man, I ain't pocket watching. Dude say he a billionaire. Let's just take him at his word. He's a billionaire. Even if you a billionaire, dog, losing half a bill ain't helping, bro. And in Trump's own mind, his most valuable asset is his name, because his name is attached to his brand. Who's going to want to work with the brand after all these court cases, dog? It's over for him. But during all this adversity, these trying times, when his back against the wall, what does this man decide to do to let you guys know that he ain't backing down? The man pulls out some shoes. The man put out the Air Trumps. That's right. Your boy Trump put out some shoes, man. I saw the shoes and I saw the picture. I'm like, this can't be right now. This can't, like, nah, bro. This can't be right. Like, seriously. I saw it. I was like, this has to be Photoshop. ChatGPT put this man next to some gold shoes. I'm walking through Japan. Like, oh, let me catch up on some news, man. The first thing pops up on my news feed was Trump for $399. You could buy the Never Surrender shoe. This man won $400 for some shoes. They go high tops. Oh man. Oh man. Dude broke. He broke. Dude just selling whatever he can now, though. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. All right. Oh man. Get yourself together, Marcus. Like, seriously, this is the actions of a broke man. Dude ain't got no money. He just finding stuff to throw out there hoping somebody will buy it, man. Like, dead ass. This goes back to my podcast about the Trump NFTs, man. When dude was playing pretend, like an astronaut and a spaceman, a race car driver. Like, he's just doing stuff, man. These are the actions of somebody who is broke. Dead ass. The actions of somebody who needs money fast. This is not even on his brand. Like, you can make an argument that the NFTs were kind of on brand because he was a president. He was an ex-president. Like, had value, something to commemorate the presidency by. Right? You can actually make an argument that Trump suits were on brand because he always pitched himself as an executive. Even the steaks, because steaks, if they're high-end steaks, can be pitched is like high-end stuff. But these are sneakers, bro. Like, dead ass. For those of y'all who haven't seen them, they basically look like some Air Force Ones. Some high-top Air Force Ones, all go with a flag on the back of them, right? Red bottoms, white soles. Like, what about Trump says sneakers, bro? And to be honest, who is this going to be marketed to? Like, what is the target age demographics for these all gold shoes? Like, do you see senior Republican leaders probably rocking these all gold high tops? You can see Matt Gaetz, Mitch McConnell posing with their Air Trumps, just post up with the Never Surrenders on the House floor. Maybe, but let me read some of the AP story. As he closes in on the Republican presidential nomination, former President Donald Trump made a highly unusual stop Saturday, hawking new Trump-branded sneakers at SneakerCon, a gathering that bills itself as the greatest sneaker show on earth. Trump was met with loud boos as well as cheers at the Philadelphia Convention Center as he introduced what he called the first official Trump footwear. look, the man had Trump ties, right? I remember seeing those like at Macy's and stuff like that. The man had Trump suits, but this is the first branded footwear. Honestly, I think the man would have did better having a loafer, but whatever. Continue with the story. The shoes, shiny gold high tops with an American flag detail on the back, are being sold as Never Surrender High Tops for $399 on a new website that also sells other Trump-branded shoes, the Victory 47s. He'd be the 47th president if he's elected again. So that makes sense. The Victory 47. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes all sense in the world, man. I get it. I get it. The website says It has no connection to Trump's campaign, though Trump campaign officially promotes the appearance in its online posts. The unannounced launch came a day after a judge in New York ordered Trump that he has his company has to pay a whopping $355 million in penalties, finding that the former president lied about his wealth for years, scheming and duped bankers, insurers, and others by inflating his wealth on the financial statements. Now, here's the thing, right, about that fraud case. A lot of people have been saying that he shouldn't have been hit with that much because it was a victimless crime. I mean, he can appeal it, and maybe he might get it lessened, but had we did that, lied on our taxes, and inflated our wealth, we would have got hit with that blackout. So he should have got hit with this blackout. And plus, they're hitting him for like years of doing this, like 20 to 30 years of doing this. So they're compounding that with interest. That's why he got hit with 355, like dead ass. And it's evident what dude is doing. Dude just trying to get some money right now. He's just trying to recoup some money. And like this court case said, he's not as wealthy as he says he is. So dude is actually hurting right now. Continue with the story. That penalty came after Trump was ordered to pay an additional $83.3 million to the writer E. Jean Carroll for defaming her reputation after she accused him of sexual assault. With interest payments, Trump legal debts might now exceed $500 million, an amount that is unclear he can afford to pay. Trump's appearances was met by clashing boos as he and his detractors chant USA. I'm debating, do I want to even read more of this story? Because you guys kind of know where it's going. The man is broke. He's going to take anything right now to make some money, to make some money come in, to bring the money in. That means like slinging more NFTs, slinging stakes, getting his followers to pay for stuff for him. And that's what he's doing, man. He's literally getting the people that's supporting him to prop him up. And to be honest, man, like you can talk about campaign funding and stuff like this, but this is beneath the presidency, man. Like dead ass. This is not presidential. I've never heard in my lifetime or before me a time where somebody was running for president saying, hey man, come buy this stuff branded. Like, what if Obama would have did that? What if Obama would have slung the Adidas version of the Obama, the Air Beezys? People have been like, that's uncouth. That is terrible. That is garbage. But here this dude is slanging shoes in the middle of a campaign season, dog. Like, this can't be real, bro. Like, seriously, this can't be real. Anybody who is really running for the office of presidency wouldn't be out here doing this. Like, you can't tell me whether you like the guy or not. You can't tell me this doesn't look cheap. The man could have at least made a loafer for y'all, but the man got sneakers. And you know why? Sneakers are cheap. Dead ass. Sneakers are cheap. I'll bet you dollars a donut these shoes are made in China or some other Southeast Asian country where they're done for cheap and dudes trying to turn over a profit. If y'all recall, man, his Trump ties were made in China. His Trump suits were made in China. Something to think about. As I go to this website, gettrumpsneakers.com, it says that he's only going to sell 1,000 pair of the Never Surrenders. Which, look, man, if he sells 1,000 pairs, $400 a pop, that's like $400,000. Which is a good quick come up. Then he got those other shoes, the Victory Junks coming out. Like, seriously. It's just a way this dude can make some money. And to be honest, the way this dude's supporters have been supporting dude, he'll slay them 1,000. Like, I don't know how much the shoe company get, but he'll probably get mad at least 300,000 off that junk. Because, look, these shoes don't cost shit like dead ass. Them just like Payless shoes. I'm quite sure they ain't got no damn supporter or supporting them junks. You're going to have flat feet. Dead ass. I would not wear these shoes. Honestly. I just wonder who's going to buy these junks, man. Because somebody's going to buy them. They might become a collector's item. Seriously, if you got the money, why not buy them, I guess. But It's cheap. What if Nikki Haley did this, dog? Do you think that Nikki Haley could come out with a stiletto right now running for the presidency? How about Joe Biden? If Joe Biden came out with an orthopedic shoe right now, called the Joes, the Walk Strongs, how would that be perceived, dude? It will be perceived poorly. I know it, dog. I'm going to keep on saying this, man. Aren't we tired of this, dog? Seriously. This is not even art imitates life. This is just sad now, bro. We're getting to the point where a presidential candidate is slanging shoes. Slanging shoes. And before somebody makes the argument that campaigns have always had merch, if you make a donation, this ain't what this is. Dude ain't on the campaign trail pitching policy or has a pack out there saying, if you give this much money, we'll give you this Trump t-shirt for support. No, this is dude out here slanging stuff saying, give me money, bro. Give me money because I need it. Not the same thing. Venue matters. This is not the venue. Going to SneakerCon is not the venue for a campaign. That's not a campaign stop, guys. It's not. I mean, I guess it's kind of a trick bag because usually presidents wait till after they're out of office to start hawking stuff, but dude is kind of out of office but still running for office. So it's a weird thing, man, but can we just all admit this is corny. It's sad.